Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Shaky Ground, The Strange Saga of the U.S. Mortgage Giants by investigative journalist Bethany McLean is a concise work of financial and public policy reportage focused on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored enterprises at the center of U.S. housing finance. McLean explains why these institutions were created, how they grew into dominant pillars of the mortgage market, and how their structure blurred the line between public mission and private risk-taking. The book situates their rise and collapse within the build-up to the 2008 financial crisis, and then follows the aftermath government conservatorship, political stalemate, and continuing legal and policy conflict over what should happen next. Rather than treating the crisis as a closed chapter, McLean argues that the core design problem of the U.S. mortgage system remains unresolved, leaving the country dependent on an unstable arrangement that could amplify future shocks. The purpose is to make a complex and often ignored corner of the financial system understandable, and to show why it matters to taxpayers, homeowners, investors, and the broader economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came to sit at the heart of U.S. homeownership. A central topic is the original rationale for the mortgage giants and how their mission shaped the modern housing market. McLean outlines the basic mechanics that made them powerful. They buy and guarantee mortgages, which helps lenders recycle capital and keep long-term fixed-rate mortgage credit widely available. This link between government backing and private market distribution created a system that felt stable to consumers, while quietly concentrating risk in institutions that were neither fully public agencies nor normal private companies. The book shows how this arrangement helped make homeownership feel like a national policy objective rather than simply a household choice, reinforcing the idea of housing as the cornerstone of the American dream. At the same time, it raised difficult questions about who ultimately bears losses when mortgages go bad. McLean uses the history of these entities to explain why housing finance in the United States looks different from many other countries, and why attempts to preserve broad access to mortgages often rely on implicit or explicit government support. The result is a foundation that delivers benefits in good times, but creates persistent moral hazard and political dependency. Secondly, the hybrid business model and the incentives that encouraged risk. McLean emphasizes that the defining feature of Fannie and Freddie was their hybrid identity, private shareholder-owned companies operating with a public mission and perceived government support. That perception lowered their funding costs and encouraged growth, but it also weakened market discipline because investors believed the government would not allow failure. In such a structure, political relationships and lobbying become part of the business model, because maintaining favorable rules and the aura of backing is as valuable as managing credit risk. The book traces how incentives push toward expanding market share and earnings while holding relatively thin capital against potential losses, leaving little margin for error when housing conditions deteriorated. The narrative highlights how complexity and technical policy debates can obscure straightforward questions about leverage, guarantees, and who pays in a downturn. McLean also shows why these entities became frequent targets in Washington. They were large, influential, and rhetorically tied to affordable housing and homeownership, which made criticism politically charged. The hybrid design created a recurring cycle of reform talk followed by retreat, because eliminating the benefits of the system is visible and immediate, while the risks are distant until a crisis hits. Thirdly, what the 2008 crisis revealed about undercapitalization and systemic exposure. Shaky Ground treats the 2008 financial crisis as a stress test that exposed the fragility of the mortgage finance framework. McLean explains that when housing prices fell and mortgage performance deteriorated, Fannie and Freddie faced losses that their limited capital could not comfortably absorb. Their scale meant that problems were not contained to shareholders or a niche segment of finance. They threatened the availability of mortgage credit and the stability of the broader financial system. The government intervention that followed demonstrated that the long-assumed backstop was real, bringing taxpayers directly into the picture and confirming that the enterprises had become too central to fail. McLean uses this episode to clarify why focusing only on the behavior of banks or on exotic securities misses a key vulnerability, the mainstream infrastructure that supports. Ordinary mortgages can also become a channel for systemic risk. The book also underscores the awkward reality of the post-crisis period, while other parts of finance move toward a new normal. The mortgage market remained unusually dependent on government-supported channels. That dependence, in McLean's view, is not merely a legacy issue but an ongoing exposure. Fourthly, conservatorship, political stalemate, and the unresolved end state. A major theme is the prolonged limbo after the bailout, when the government placed Fannie and Freddie into conservatorship rather than fully nationalizing or clearly privatizing them. McLean portrays this as an unstable compromise. It keeps mortgage credit flowing, but it postpones the hard decisions about structure, competition, pricing of guarantees, and taxpayer risk. The book details how reform becomes difficult when multiple interests collide, including policymakers, housing advocates, financial institutions, and investors. It also examines how legal disputes and contentious policy moves complicated the path forward and kept the future of the enterprises a live political fight rather than a settled framework. The deeper point is that the conservatorship era is not simply administrative. It shapes the rules of mortgage lending, the distribution of risk, and the degree to which the government is effectively providing broad support for housing finance. McLean argues that leaving the system in a halfway state can reduce accountability because responsibility for outcomes is blurred. The mortgage giants continue to exist as crucial utilities, but without a durable consensus about what they should be, which keeps markets and taxpayers exposed to uncertainty. Lastly, why the U.S. mortgage system remains vulnerable, and what reform debates reveal. McLean broadens the discussion from two institutions to the architecture of U.S. housing finance. One of her provocative observations is that the United States has heavily socialized mortgage risk compared with other essential services, creating a policy landscape where government support is extensive and politically hard to unwind. She examines reform ideas that range from sweeping redesigns to more incremental adjustments, showing why even sensible proposals can fail when they confront the practical need to preserve liquidity, protect borrowers, and avoid destabilizing a large segment of the economy. The debate is not only technical, it reflects competing beliefs about the role of homeownership, the proper scope of government guarantees, and the fairness of subsidizing one form of wealth building. McLean does not present an easy fix, and the absence of a neat solution functions as a takeaway the system is a set of trade-offs, and pretending otherwise encourages complacency. By making the incentives and constraints visible, she equips readers to evaluate reform claims more critically. The lasting value is the framing of housing finance as a continuing policy risk, not a settled post-crisis cleanup item. In conclusion, Shaky Ground is best suited to readers who want a clear but unsparing guide to a neglected corner of the financial crisis story, the institutions that quietly underpin most: conventional American mortgages. Policy students, finance professionals, journalists, and informed homeowners will gain the most, because the book connects technical mechanisms to real consequences for credit availability, taxpayer exposure, and economic stability. Its practical benefit is conceptual clarity. Readers come away understanding why the mortgage market can look healthy at the retail level, while still depending on a fragile set of guarantees, thin capital buffers, and political bargains. Intellectually, it sharpens judgment about moral hazard and about how public missions can be used to justify private advantage, especially when lobbying and regulatory complexity blur responsibility. The book stands out among crisis and housing finance titles because it concentrates on the post-2008 unresolved end state rather than stopping at the meltdown, and because it treats Fannie and Freddie as a design problem, not simply villains or saviors. McLean's investigative style makes dense material readable without turning it into a simplistic morality tale. The result is a compact but lasting reference for understanding why U.S. housing finance remains both essential and unsettled, and why the next downturn could once again make mortgage policy a national emergency. If you would like to support Bethany McLean, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.